This week, the boys will highlight spring sports as they start up, the NBA, college hoops, and our topic of the week. Let's do it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Colts Corner podcast. We've got a pretty full episode today. A lot of great stuff going on. I'm Doug Latuca with Benjamin Dixon, Ryan Dixon, and Mike Garafa. We've got a good show. Brian, we miss you, though. Where is he? Pittsburgh?
Yes, the University of Pittsburgh.
Taking a little visit?
Taking a little visit, yep.
Good for him. Solid. Hope he likes the school. But let's jump right in. A spring sport that Brian's playing, lacrosse, is coming up. They've had practices throughout the winter indoors, now getting themselves out to the turf. And there's a lot of high hopes for this team coming in.
Yeah, they should be in tip-top shape. Returning, obviously, the best players. Christian Mulet. You got Justin Brown out there. Gerald Filardi. The stars are endless. Hills West hoping to finally win that playoff game this year. And I'm thinking it's the year. I got a good feeling about this squad. Especially based off what Brian's telling me.
Totally. A lot of talent. As you said, Filardi, Mulet, Egan's pretty solid, McCarthy. Just keep listing Justin Brown. You know, just a lot of great talent here, and we'll see how it works out. I believe it's been 14 years. Is that the number since the last time they won a playoff game?
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it was 14 years last year. I don't know. It's a lot of years, but they're going to get it done this year. Come on.
Yeah, they've got the talent, but we continue to say that every year, and they just haven't been able to get over the hump. It might be just because Long Island is so talented at lacrosse that it doesn't really matter what team Hills West puts out there. The competition is just too great. But we'll see. This team seems to have a good group of guys, a united group of guys, played together for quite a while, and hopefully they get it done.
Yeah, for sure. Another sport, Doug, shouldn't introduce your own sport, so I got to bring it up to you. The baseball squad. Looking pretty good. Should carry a pretty large roster this year from what my sources are telling me. So what can you tell us about the squad coming up this year, Doug?
Yeah, it's not finalized, but after first cuts, there were 21 kids on varsity, 15 on JV.
Wow.
So a big squad at the varsity level. A lot of talent there. Lost a couple seniors last year, but had a big junior population on that team. So those juniors turning into seniors. And just a lot of talent all around. The older guys will fit in nicely. Fielding-wise, have a couple of question marks, especially at shortstop. Who will step up in that role? The outfield's a little dicey. Have a lot of solid players, but just don't know which spot they'll be put in and where the lineup will where that will go and how it will be assembled by Coach Miggs. But the 21 guys on the roster, I believe he wants to keep the junior class or the junior members sort of together instead of maybe cutting three or four of them off the roster and then having them come back and then on the team as seniors. You know, the school population size for the sophomores and the freshmen has decreased in the incoming students. Those numbers are low. So it's going to be tough to fill varsity having to call up. They've already called up 4 8th graders for the junior varsity team this year, and they're just going to have to keep on calling up kids just because of the lack of talent coming through the system.
Well, yeah. I mean, you see, as freshmen, we were playing with all the big schools, especially in the basketball and football leagues. And now we're going down. It seems like we've gone from, like, League 2 to League 3 to League 4 and just going down a league a year. I mean, we're still as West. We still got a pretty good amount of talent, and we're competing with the best of them in each league.
And I want to, is it like pretty much, how many kids got cut this year from the team?
I'd say
rough
3 to 4 maybe.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, not a lot. Oh, about 40 kids tried out, I'd say. So maybe more than that, just a bit.
Yeah.
But not the tryout numbers were not that high, and they haven't been in the last few seasons. You either know you're playing baseball or you don't. You know,
right.
You know the guys that are trying out, and if you don't try out, you're usually not someone that would be missed on the roster. You know, you're either a baseball guy or you're not. So those numbers down for baseball, and we'll see how that goes on after we leave and you pick it up next year, Ryan Dixon. and see you guys will be talking about. You guys will be talking about spring sports in our shoes right now.
Yeah.
Next season.
Sure. Probably won't be on the team. But
no, that's not what he's saying. He's saying,
You'll be analyzing the team.
Yeah, so I will.
This is kind of your you're in this transformation.
We're in this together. Come on.
Metamorphosis.
We're all in this together. Yes. So let's go professional level. We did a quick spring sports preview. So let's talk NBA basketball. We've talked about them quite a bit on this show. The LA Lakers. Just abysmal.
They are brutal.
Oh,
they're pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. I mean, the game they played against the Nuggets, they look terrible. I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs. Like some are arguing that they might, but they're not. Definitely not. I don't think so. They're not a good enough team. And yeah, maybe next year.
Yeah, I mean, they're 500 right now. They're done. They're toast. Just put that season's a wrap. Put it away. But just want to talk about last night in that game. Obviously, LeBron James passing Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list. And it just, I saw the most ridiculous headline of all time today from the Chicago Tribune on Twitter. They said, LeBron James, who has been swept in two finals, has passed Michael Jordan on the scoring list. Like, can you get any more, like, petty than that?
What does
that have to do with that? I know. But, like, the guy's had an amazing career. He passed Michael Jordan with about 2,000 less shots on the all-time scoring list, all right? Take a knack on him because he keeps on losing the finals. But it's a pretty good accomplishment. I mean, I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be the leading scorer in NBA history. And just a remarkable accomplishment for LeBron. While this year's been a disaster, but that could be definitely a bright point for him. He grew up idolizing Michael Jordan. He wears number 23 because of him, and it's definitely a cool thing to see.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those kind of franchise and career players. Not franchise, but he's a career player. He is a franchise player. I mean, typically when you think of franchise player, you think of a guy who's there their whole career. But, like, he's a guy who he's a century-like player. I mean, they're going to be talking about him for years to come, unless the game really evolves so drastically that things really happen that are, like, not even possible. But LeBron James is going to be a name that people talk about for a very, very long time.
Yeah, you said Lakers are done. I'd never count out LeBron James, similar to how I never count out Tom Brady.
I mean, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I mean,
they're so bad.
They are very bad.
No, they're horrendous.
But a bright spot for them, Ingram's playing pretty well.
Yeah, it becomes a potential trade asset maybe for Anthony Davis come June.
Totally. So two teams are officially eliminated, the Phoenix Suns and the New York Knicks. No surprise there. So the playoff picture is shaping up quite nicely. Bucks have a chance at it. A couple teams from the East.
East is going to be chaotic. You got the Bucks. You got the Raptors,
Philly,
Boston, who's been playing pretty poorly lately, but they managed to beat Golden State by 35 on the road the other night, which is, I don't even know how
Golden
that happened.
Golden State's beatable this year.
I think it's just because it's the regular season.
No, I think they're beatable.
No, they're beatable. They're 100% beatable. I don't like their team this year at all.
I mean, it's the same group of guys. That's the problem.
Same group of guys plus an all-star center.
It's a different league. It's a different teams that are in it, like the Bucks, for instance.
Yeah,
like,
well, they wouldn't play one of those teams until the finals.
I know, but
the best matchup would be Giannis against KD in a playoff series.
I'd want to see the Raptors finally make it there, get over the hump.
Marc Gasol.
I love Kawhi.
My boy Kawhi too.
I love Kawhi.
Playing?
That's a scary team.
Yeah,
I didn't know that Marc Gasol even plays anymore.
He is. Yes, he's pretty solid.
He's pretty good ancient too. But he's
good player.
He's pretty good.
So now to college basketball, Ben.
I mean,
what are you feeling?
A lot of great action. Conference tournament started up on Monday. They'll be in full throttle by next week. Definitely a very exciting time. It is March, and the hoops world just been going absolutely crazy. I'll give you my game of the week that I saw a couple days ago, Tuesday night. Duke playing at home versus Wake Forest. I think they were 26.5-point favorites or something like that. It's a close game, all game. Wake Forest down one with the ball with 7 seconds left. I mean, I'm sure all you guys saw the highlight. The ball literally rolled around the rim as time expired and fell out. I mean, that would have been a monumental loss for Duke. It would have taken them off the one seed line for sure. And the one thing I'm seeing, they're 100% not the same team without Zion Williamson.
Totally.
I mean, he'll be back. I don't think he's going to play this Saturday at UNC. But Coach K said he'd be surprised if he wasn't ready for the AC tournament. So come tournament time, Duke's still going to be the favorite to win it all. It's just like, you can't like what you're seeing from them right now.
Yeah, but the way that Zion's absence has affected Duke, does that solidify his spot as the number one overall pick in the NBA draft?
Oh, yeah.
100%. I mean, I think it was solidified before that happened.
But Barrett's played extremely well without him there.
I think, if anything, Barrett may have
more potential.
Maybe number two instead of number three opposed to Ja Morant. I don't know. That debate will go on for a while. Ja Morant from Murray State, great player, by the way. But I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a debate for until the draft comes, that two, three, four slots. But Zion's definitely going number one.
Yeah, so college basketball, very exciting. March Madness is coming up pretty soon. What do we got, 2 weeks?
2 weeks from today. That's when the round of 64 games start.
There we go. Topic of the week. Let's do it. Garafa, what do you got for us?
Well, how many do you want to do today? That's the question.
I'm going to be here for one. I got to run.
All right, you can do three baseball
you can practice.
We'll do three. You'll be able to answer the first one.
Give me a good one.
It's time to gloat a little bit. What's your best sports moment you've ever had?
Oh, this is good. Best sports moment I ever had.
And it's okay to be a little arrogant about it because it's fun.
It was probably Camp Cup at Skate Safe against Camp Equinox, Ben's camp. We were playing. I think we won in the finals. It was either an overtime, I believe. We cashed in on a 2-on-1, and we won that trophy. And if anyone knows, Camp Wani is a tough time in that Gordon Cup, which we haven't won in 30-plus years. We won it the first year that it was around. So this Camp Cup is just the same tournament, but with a harder puck on a natural roller hockey surface during the winter, which is real hockey opposed to the garbage that you play.
You guys got to come to Equinox Cup. I mean, that's real hockey.
Yeah, that's what you love to see. But that Camp Cup win was huge.
I was thinking like more on a level of like things you've done yourself.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying. He did do that.
I meant like a big moment that like you were in the spotlight.
I want to say Little League Halloween Day. I think I hit a walk off double to win it. That was electric.
Electric.
What else? We're thinking baseball last year. Hills West. I kept the rally going. I wasn't hitting particularly well at the time. Had a double into the gap. Kept it going.
We won
a walk-off on Mike Draskin's laser to the outfield. And that was a big win. Kept us undefeated last year at the time. So those were a couple of my moments. But, yeah, I love those kind of moments. Really, really excites you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go summer. I don't know. It was a few years back, 2013, maybe 2014. Back at camp. We were losing. This was a pre-Cold War game, so it was pretty intense. Not actual Cold War, but about a week before. Doug's leaving. See you later, bud. And hit a couple threes in a row. Wide open in the corner. The ball hog point guard's not passing the ball. Ball goes off the side of the rim. I'm on my knees. I'm like, no. Like, how did you not pass that? I was wide open. I pick up the ball, chuck it up. Lucky bank off the corner at the buzzer. We win.
Money.
Great moment.
That's great. Ryan?
All right. Mine's got to be this few years back, like, man, probably around 2014. It was during a hurricane. I think it was Hurricane Sandy. What, 2012, maybe? 2014?
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
Was, we that were was in like sixth 2000, grade, so I think 2012.
Yeah. All right, yeah, 2012. I got the ball at the ball at half field playing soccer.
Okay, there we go.
Ball half field playing soccer.
Middle of a hurricane, just flies away.
Middle of the hurricane. Demolish the ball. Goes over the goalie's net. Ryan Dixon scores. Take the lead, and we win the game.
What a great moment.
That's great. I have a fun one. From summer baseball, Ben, I don't know if you ever got the luxury of being able to do that.
Played for a couple weeks each year.
Yeah, it was fun. I was on a team with actually Keyshaw's little brother, and we went to the summer league, and we made it to the semifinals. We were a pretty good team, but I was the guy. I was batting last, and I was playing right field every game. And back at that time, that means that you're basically like the worst player.
I feel you.
Yeah. So we were in the semifinals against a team and a pitcher who was killing us all year. He played us one time. He like shut us out. And it was the bottom of the fifth. Obviously, summer games go six innings. Bottom of the fifth. If we lose, we're out. It's 4-3, them with two outs, bottom of the fifth. I'm up. Runners on second and third. Out of nowhere, they change the pitcher for me. I'm like, great. The guy's throwing meatballs. He's throwing like 40 miles an hour. So I step up. He throws it right down the middle. I had a bomb over the center fielder's head. Obviously, I'm slow, so I'm only at second base. I was really out at second. I was thrown out at second, but they didn't see it, so I was safe. But two runs scored. It was 5-4. Everyone ran out of the dugout. They were screaming. They were like, everyone was shocked that I even hit the ball past the infield. So that was a really great moment for me. We ended up winning that game, moving on to the final round where we lost. But
brilliant stuff there.
Yeah, phenomenal. It was a fun game.
I have some good baseball moments as well, but we'll save those for another time.
Yeah. So
All right, next question. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. We have other questions. I forgot because I was thinking of Doug. So this one goes a little bit back to the English midterm. Do violent movies or video games make people more violent?
Ryan, you're going to say no because he plays them all the time and he's not that violent of a human being. But I'm going to say yes. I don't think with every person, but I think there's definitely evidence to suggest that, like, this guy did this violent thing or this guy did another thing. And you look in their background and it ends up they played Call of Duty for 10 years growing up. I mean, I do it. Does it have that effect on most people? I would say no. But I think there's definitely some sort of correlation between the two. Not necessarily like a direct relation, but there's some like evidence to provide for it.
No, no way. there's no way. My friends and I, we've been playing violent video games since sixth grade maybe, and I haven't seen one violent moment of them. And I feel that it's more of a correlation than a causation. And
wow, big words.
Yes, that's right.
Mrs. Verber's science class, she taught me those words. No, she didn't. She didn't teach me those words, but she talks about them a lot, and it's more of a correlation than causation. So
all right,
yeah. Yeah, I'm with Ryan on that one. I actually wrote about it on the midterm. Mr. Duran was laughing because I said, you know, if a guy who, let's say, a person who, let's say, a guy who's violent or maybe is a little bit more into that stuff, he's not going to go out and watch, like, the Powerpuff Girls movie. He's right. Going to go out and he's going to watch, like, the Avengers. So, obviously, you're going to sit there, or he'll play, like, Call of Duty. So, you're gonna say, like, if this guy goes out and shoots up or does something that's violent, you're going to go out and say, well, I mean, he watches violent movies at home and he plays violent video games. He's like, that's why. But I think it's more of just, like it's just that that's what he's into, because obviously someone who's going to be like sick enough to do something bad, obviously they're going to probably have some like interest in things.
Yeah,
like that.
I think we're all on the same page here. I'm not saying it's causing it in every person. I'm just saying like with these violent subjects, I guess you can go back and look and they have that sort of past. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you're right. Next question. Actually a good one to wrap it up here. Have you ever dropped anything in the toilet that doesn't belong there?
Ooh. Thankfully, not my phone.
Oh, I got a good one.
All right,
good
you can
one.
Go.
All right. So, wake up at 6:30. I'm tired. I'm changing.
Hashtag 9th through 11th grade problems.
Yeah, I'm changing.
Yeah, for sure.
I got my pajamas in one hand, my phone in the other. I'm literally half asleep. Probably got 6 hours. I go to
probably
the
sleep more than that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
probably not. That's
probably
not.
Probably not a good idea. It was one night, but I go to the bathroom. I look at the toilet. And all of a sudden, I think it's like the laundry room. So I throw my pajamas in the I throw my pajamas in the toilet, and all of a sudden I'm like, "What am I doing?" Like I wake up, I mean I become more aware of my surroundings, and I'm like, I get my pajamas out of the toilet, and I don't know what to do with them. So I think I throw them in the bath. Or something.
You blew it. That's
yeah,
the bottom line.
I blew it. I did blow it.
Yeah, after some careful thinking, I just haven't.
I definitely have.
You gotta be conscientious of just like where you are. Like you're not throwing,
yeah, I agree.
You're not throwing that type of stuff in there.
There was one time I dropped a pencil in the toilet and I had to get it out because you can't flush a pencil down the toilet because that'll cause some problems. So I took a wipe in my hand. I grabbed it and I was like, all right, let me get it. So I pulled it out. And thankfully, it like got stuck like in between the holes, so it was holding itself up because it was on the edges of the hole instead of going like straight down.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to go full in. So
I had to go full in. Unfortunately, I had to go deep into the inside the bowl and find my pajamas.
And back to your sleeping 6 hours, man.
Yeah,
prepare yourself.
All right, listen, it was a one-time thing. It won't happen again.
No. I'm saying like prepare yourself because that's gonna be happening a lot.
Yeah,
gonna get to 11th grade. You're not gonna sleep. You're gonna have all nighters or like one hour, 2 hour sleeps.
Mike, come on. I didn't.
I mean, like there was one night last year. You remember
yeah,
the 106 word AP US vocab
quiz
that she gave us at the beginning?
I started studying for that like a week in advance.
She gave it to us at the beginning of the units. We had no idea what the heck's going on. I was up till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, Mike, definitely some great questions there. If I had to say anything, I guess it'd be my dead goldfish just going down the toilet. But I don't know what else. But definitely great questions, Mike. A wide array of topics there, and that'll do it for us this week. As always, we'd like to thank the following people: Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ashuti, Dr. Catapato, the administration, the Board of Education, our audience listens every Thursday, and finally, thank you to the class of 2016 for their very generous donation towards our podcast setup. I'm Ben Dixon. We missed you today, Brian. Doug, he was here with us for about half the podcast, alongside Ryan Dixon, my little bro, Mikey Stats, Garafa, and yeah, that'll do it. We will see you next week.